The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you all this Friday evening, late evening, morning, afternoon, or Saturday, if you're in Asia, Australia, for those of you who are joining, or if you're listening later on Audio Dharma, welcome, welcome. Lovely to be with you and to practice together. So, so since the beginning of the year, Diana and I have been going through the categories, categories for cultivating metta, loving kindness, kind of systematically lingering with each category few days. And we've been going through these concentric circles, starting where it's easier, then start moving to the self. And then we hung out with the neutral person we don't know very well. And now we've made it to the category that many of you have been waiting for, dreading, and someone we have some challenge with, someone we have some difficulty with. And Diana, yesterday, last night, she did a mildly challenging person, and we're going to continue that way. So it's a very, very rich territory to try to cultivate goodwill for the humanity of the person that we have challenge with. Again, not condoning the actions. It's not about that. And it's not about a spiritual bypass. It's not about, oh yes, I'll forgive you. I'm supposed to be a good Buddhist and a good person. It's not about any of that at all. In fact, you can still keep the person accountable and you can still hold them, you know, at an arm's distance, not have them enter your life, and yet have a sense of goodwill for them, have a sense of ease when you think about them. It's really, we do this practice first and foremost for ourselves, so that when the thought of this person that we're having challenges with, when their thought comes up, we have peace and ease. Oh, may you be well. Just like me, you want to be happy, may you be well. Offering the goodness, really, in order to offer ourselves safety and happiness and health and ease. And it's amazing how transformational this can be. So we really do this practice always for the cultivation of our own heart, not with any magical thinking that now it's going to all be okay and we're going to be best friends with the person, but for the cultivation of our own heart. And also, who knows if something might get transformed in the world. But again, there's no attachment to outcome of what might happen. It's just a sense of ease, offering our own heart ease and safety. So at least in the energetic space, there is ease with the person we're having challenges with or we've had challenges with. And again, similarly for today's practice, I'm going to suggest that you choose someone whom you have some mild challenges with. And it's best not to choose the most challenging person in your life. If you're relatively new to this practice, start where it's easier. Start with the 2-pound weight, then 5 pounds, and then 10 pounds. Then gradually increase. Don't start with the 50-pound weight. Don't start there. You can injure, the same way you can injure your muscles, you can kind of be like, it's not working, I can't do this. Like, well, dear one, start easy. That's how it's done. Start easy. You don't have to push through it. And if at any point this practice of cultivation of goodwill becomes challenging for the, in this case, then turn the metta, turn the goodness to yourself. Hold yourself with kindness. Oh, sweetie, you're having a hard time right now. Yeah, this is painful. Okay. Ah, holding myself with kindness. May I be well, may I be well. And then if there is stability at any point, when there is a sense of stability, yeah, it feels okay to open up again to the challenging person, then open up to them. But don't push it. It's not about pushing it. It's about learning kindness gently. One last thing I want to say before we start is I shy away, even though it's a mouthful to say the person you're having challenges with, instead of saying challenging person, that's just two words. I try to shy away from challenging person, not to label the person, but it's just the person you're having challenges with. Because maybe at some point you were great friends. Maybe in the future you will be. Who knows? Who knows? So it's not that they're challenging. Maybe they think you're challenging. Like, you know, it's all relative, right? So it's just someone whom right now you're having some kind of entanglement with, or you've had some entanglement with for a variety of reasons. First of all, so many reasons also beyond your control and their control, that this entanglement, the two of you have been entangled in this way. So really bringing this different perspective of the impermanence of the challenge, instead of identifying the person that they're challenging. No, we're having challenges right now in this moment. So shifting the perspective, starting with the way we lexically refer to them. We use words or phrases to refer to the situation. So let's get started. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture if you need to shift and move, to land in your seat, to land in your chair. Maybe you need to lie down. Landing in this body, landing in this moment. As always, we start with settling the mind and the heart, the breath with the body. Taking time to arrive. Can we relax the body, the soft tissue, as much as possible? As if we were sitting in a warm bath. That sense of receptivity, relaxedness in the body. Your body knows how to relax. So what if? Imagine yourself sitting in a warm bath right now, listening to soothing music of your breath, listening with your whole body, not just with your ears, listening the whole body, including your toes. Your blessed toes, fingertips. Eyebrows. Nose, listening, the whole body, listening to the music of the breath. your heart. Also listening, appreciating the music of the breath. As you imagine yourself in this warm bath, or maybe cool bath for you, whatever conjures up a sense of ease, relaxation, whatever works for you. There's any part of your body that's calling to you with tightness, tension. Can you smile at it and give it a little more love? More friendliness. If thoughts, concerns arise, recognize them. A to-do list. And smilingly thank it for arising, seeing it clearly and with kindness. Saying, not now, please come back later. Right now I'm giving my heart to this practice, to this moment of refuge. And now I would like to invite you, if you would, bring to mind someone with whom you've had some minor challenge, some disagreement, some entanglement. And as suggested, let's choose someone whom you've had a mild entanglement, not the biggest one just yet. Bringing this person to mind. And if it feels comfortable for you to imagine them far away, not immediately in front of you, that's okay too. Let there be a sense of ease and safety for you, conjuring up this being. And let's imagine this person, maybe as a child for a moment. Imagine them as a child, as a toddler, as a newborn. Unstable, not quite learned the ways of the world. A blank slate in so many ways. And maybe it's helpful to imagine them a child playing with other children. And maybe at that point even being bullied or being hurt or just being a child. Maybe falling and crying, just kind of bringing up the sense of maybe helplessness too, that they haven't always intended to hurt. They've been hurt too. Perhaps trying to separate all the causes and conditions that came later in their life. And all the experiences, just unrolling that and going back to when they were really young. In that state of being a child or a newborn, they were not so different. They were not so different from, say, your dear being. You can imagine them as a child too. Or yourself. Maybe imagining your dear being, your easy person, as a baby crawling. Pre-verbal. Chubby with a lot of baby fat. Whatever brings up a sense of connection for you with your dear being as a child. Teething, babbling, and if it supports you, also seeing yourself. These babies, young children. And now adding to this group of children from a distance. Maybe more children too. This person you're having a challenge with. Also as a baby. They're not so dangerous. Not harmful. Seen as a baby. From the stance of you as an adult right now. Just a little baby. Not intimidating. And maybe from this stance of seeing these babies, vulnerable babies, not so different from one another. At this point, they all want to be fed. They all want to be happy. They all have a need for affection, to be held, to be cared for, and to be loved. They all experience physical pain of some kind or another. They're all subject to illness, childhood illness. They all delight, giggle and laugh with joy. They light up. So from the stance of yourself as an adult, offering safety, offering goodwill, good wishes to these babies. Offering safety. May you all be safe. May you all be safe from harm. Just gently opening your heart. May you be safe from harm. And if it feels challenging when you put focus on the baby whom as an adult you have challenges with, Bring more focus to your dear being as a child. And just let the person you're having challenges with kind of be included gently in this group, but not the focus if it's challenging. If it's easy, then you can address it to them directly, the goodwill. May you be safe. Wishing safety. Just dropping the wish. Don't try too hard. Just dropping it in. Trusting you're planting seeds. May you be happy. May you be happy and joyful. May you be happy and joyful. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong. And may you have ease. May you have ease. You're just planting seeds. You're just planting seeds of goodwill. That's all. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Just as all babies, all children want to be safe and protected. As all babies do. I wish you safety. Just as all babies want to be happy and joyful. I wish you happiness and joy. Just just as all babies want to be healthy, not hurt, be strong. I wish you health. And just as all babies wish to have ease, I wish you ease. Imagining them as a baby before so much life happened to them. Before so much life happened to them. And to you. Before they became the person they are today. Cultivating metta for the humanity of the person, of the being. And now, if you wish, fast forwarding to so much life that happened to them. And it is wisely said that hurt people hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. Not condoning the hurt that this person has caused you and how you've been entangled with them, but acknowledging that there are so many causes and conditions that have made them the person they are. Their genetics, their upbringing, their experiences. So much that if you had gone through the same, if you were born the same family, same genes, same experiences, you would end up being the same person. You would be them. Acting in that way in the world. So again, not condoning the harm and the hurt, but bringing a wider perspective. For what this person has gone through to become who they are. In your heart, offering them safety and goodness. Respecting, valuing their humanity, their common humanity. And underneath all the shells, all those shells, there is goodness. There are values. There are people this person loves and cares for. And they are cared for by others. And again, you're just planting seeds. And you can just simply offer, if not the four phrases of metta, just simply offering, may you be well. Or I wish you well. Planting seeds, planting seeds. Offering the goodwill to their inner humanity, to their inner light, to the baby within them. May you be well. And for the last moments of this practice, imagining something they would like, a gift they would like, something that would make them happy, their favorite food, music, whatever it might be, something they like, and imagine yourself in your heart with generosity. Offering it to them, could be a small token, and they accept it, smile and are happy with appreciation. Your kindness, generosity, recognized, met. With their inner goodness, inner humanity. By offering acts of generosity and kindness, we open our heart, offering ourselves goodness and safety first and foremost. May our practice of cultivation of metta, goodwill, friendliness for all beings, including those we're entangled with. Support us in ease, happiness, awakening, and support all beings everywhere. Thanks all. Thanks everyone for your practice. So, love to invite your reflection. What you discovered, what came up for you. You're welcome to type in chat. Or raise your hand. If you go to reactions, you can raise your hand to share, especially if you haven't shared recently. And Marie Christine, please.
Something very interesting. I recently found out that someone that I had not spoken to for 20 years is dying. And I was able, as a result, I was able to then remove the narrative which created the block between us. And by doing that, I've been able to see his humanity, and I'm able to do metta towards him, even though we haven't spoken in 20 years, he's in Canada, but it's the person through all that, I can just see his frailty and his vulnerability, and everything else has gone away, whatever resentment, challenge, I'm able, and from my heart, to offer him metta.
Thank you, Marie Christine. Thank you for sharing that. And I especially appreciate you bringing up that, oh, there's something about frailty and vulnerability, seeing that, that helps us not feel threatened anymore, and it opens the heart. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Very important. And what I was trying to tap into in a way by bringing up their sense of this person as a child is, oh, their vulnerability. That's similar along the same lines. Yeah. And that also hurt people somewhere along the way. Something happened to this being, perhaps. So I'd love to hear more from you, your reflections. See. Yeah. And there's one reflection in chat. When I tried to summon goodwill and compassion, pity kept coming up instead. Yeah, thank you for sharing that reflection. It's, you know, pity, as we know, is not compassion or metta, is kind of the near enemy. It masquerades. So I really appreciate you recognizing that and bringing that up. So one thing that can help with, and, you know, pity is coming up. You recognized it. Yay. That's so important to do as the first step. And what can support it is to see that often what brings pity up is a sense of, oh, this would never happen to me. You know, I'm up here. You're down here. Oh, poor you. Right. It's kind of their sense of, it's not a common humanity that, oh, we are in this together. This could have happened to me. This could be me. This could be me if I were born into your situation, into your condition. This could be me. Of course it could be me. And this could happen to me too. So recognizing that sense of common humanity, that we're the same, really. It's so random how we're born in our conditions. Pity, again, is born out of the, so notice that. I invite you to notice how that is, oh, this could never happen to me and I'm so much better. Like that could be the linchpin of pity. So have some inquiry into that. Yeah, great. Thanks. Another question is, can a dear person also be a difficult person? Oh, absolutely. A dear person can't be a difficult person. Of course. Yes, indeed. And in fact, you know, there are aspects, you know, when we say we choose a dear person, there are aspects of them that could be challenging, or when we choose a challenging person. There are so many ways into this practice. So maybe Monday I'll do a completely different way into this practice. But you can also do things that are good about them. There are things that are good about people. And in fact, when we do metta for ourselves, we can be our dear being to love ourselves. We can also be our challenging person we have the most challenges with, who doesn't behave and act and the way we want us to, right? So we can be our own challenging person and our dear person too. So yes, it can, all these categories can be quite complex. Yeah. Our hearts as human beings, ah, dear beings, we're such complex, interesting creatures, aren't we? Just so dimensional. So for the practice in small groups, and don't hop off just yet. Let me describe what the practice is tonight, the invitation is. And again, I invite you to stretch your boundaries just a little bit if it intimidates you to be in a group with others. See what it's like. See what it's like. Yeah, see what it's like to be in this way. And first and foremost, holding each other in groups with respect, with kindness, with metta, and really holding both your own vulnerability and each other's vulnerabilities, and appreciating that each and every one of us has been hurt, and each and every one of us has hurt someone. No question about it. So from that place of humility, holding ourselves and holding each other with care and metta, we're all learning. This earth is forgiveness school, has been said. So we are all learning. So I'm going to create the room. So please hang in here. Just challenge yourself a little bit if you would. And I'm about to create the rooms. Here we go. And okay. So, and all right. And Jerry says, I was my own challenging being today. Ah, yes. Yes. It's holding our challenging beings ourselves with care. So I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, and we have a couple of minutes for reflections. And I especially want to invite those who usually don't share to share. And also, it's very important, especially when we come out of the groups and we're sharing what came up for us in our practice, to really be respectful of what came up in the groups, and never ever talk about somebody else's experience ever, and really talk from only your own experience. And also, if there was something challenging for you, please private message me. I'll stay and we can work with it, but please don't talk about somebody else's experience that came up in the group, really from your own experience. Yeah. In this way, we can offer each other safety, which is very important in this community. Okay. All right. So with that, love to hear what you discovered in your practice today. Please. Neil.
So one thing that came up, which I've had come up before when thinking about people as a child, is that, you know, I'm wishing them well, but I know what happens later in their life, you know, and it's not always so well, you know, and I, you know, and I feel some compassion to them for this, but it also kind of gets in the way. You know, I was wondering, you know, what thoughts you have and how to handle that, you know, so it's, you know, so it's less of a problem.
Yeah. So help me understand better the process. So it seems like when you're wishing them well as a child, in the back of your mind, it's like, well, later they're going to become a terrible person, or help me understand what you're saying.
You know, the person I was thinking of has like large health problems. Mm. So, you know, I'm wishing them good health, you know, but I know, you know, they only got like 15 years left of, you know, any kind of reasonable health. And then they're going to be sick the rest of their lives, you know, for decades and decades on, you know, so it just feels sort of weird. I'm not really sure how to put it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Okay. That's helpful. So, it's okay to modify the wish, because the wish isn't, you know, fairyland. Oh, may you be healthy, may everything be okay, and then you know that actually it may not be. So modify them. I wish you health as much as possible, as much as possible. And this also comes up with people whom, for example, your dear being, and you're wishing them well, and they're really, really sick. And so I wish you well, as much health as is possible right now for you. So you can modify these wishes so that it's really about your heart opening with sharing goodness. I wish you well. I wish you well in the Department of Health. That's kind of how this wish is going. I wish you health in that. I wish you well in the Department of Health in that category, and then see how that, and then if it's someone who's a marathon runner, I wish you strength, and I wish you, right? It's like, I wish you health. So does that help, Neil? Play around with that. Yeah, great. Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for raising that. And Mark, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself, and this has to be quick because we're going to be over time. So yes, here we go.
Try to go really quick. When I've practiced this before in the past, and especially with difficult people, what I've noticed is it's broken down my boundaries, and then I've kind of been drawn back into the relationship and get hurt with them. Or hurt, you know. So can you talk about how you can have this practice but still maintain a healthy boundary so that you're safe?
Yeah. Very, very good point. So it's just as you said, to actually be very clear that having a good having goodwill towards them, having care towards them, does not necessarily mean that you let them back into your life and you don't have that kind of a boundary. In fact, consider, this is in terms of practice, this is what I recommend for you, to always consider that first and foremost, your metta will come for yourself, for your own safety, well-being, happiness. You're taking care of yourself first, and then this other person. So that then it doesn't even have to feel like a boundary, like, oh, I'm creating a boundary. But it's like, oh yeah, I'm taking care of myself. I care for you. And I care for myself so much that may you be well. And it's not proper for us to be in communication. Maybe I'll send you once a year greetings for New Year and Christmas, but then it's better to take care of myself. So I think that way then feels less like a, I don't know, the board boundary can be helpful or not helpful, but really taking care of yourself can be a way to see this, Mark. Yeah. Thank you. So dear ones, thank you all for your practice. So I am going to hold on. Okay. So yes. So thank you all for your practice, for joining, for cultivating kindness, goodwill, metta for all beings, especially in this challenging category. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Thank you. And now, as it is our tradition,